Dr. Mansfield, Joan in Arizona wants to know what she can do to help keep her mare with neck arthritis more comfortable in light work.
So for some of the listeners that are a little less familiar with cervical arthritis, some of the signs we see are regional or generalized muscle asymmetry, stiffness or inability to move the neck within a normal range of motion, sometimes altered head or neck carriage. It also can lead to an altered gait of the front limb and cause pain and lameness. NSAIDs may or may not have some efficacy in treatment of these horses. Equiox can occasionally be helpful in some of the chronic cases, but the truth is the neck is really complex, and especially the pain process. And there is a possibility of a nerve pain component that can sometimes make the medication a little less effective. Some of our alternative treatments for cervical arthritis are things like chiropractic treatment, which can help restore some of that normal joint motion and reduce pain, therapeutic stretching exercises, and acupuncture. I've also had some success with shockwave therapy. While a lot of horses are going to respond positively to some of these less invasive strategies, some horses that will benefit from intra-articular corticosteroids or some of the orthobiologics we discussed earlier. But working with your veterinarian on what combination of these treatments is best for your horse's case is important.
Yeah, and if I may, I mean, that's important because at some point, it depends on how painful they are. You have got to break the pain cycle somewhere to make your other therapies more effective, such as your stretching, your passive flexion, your baited stretches. If they're very painful, those stretches are not going to be effective. And so you may, with your vet, find that you may have to do some type of neck injections, shockwave, as Dr. Mansfield said, those things may be necessary just to break the pain cycle.